suspicious. You want to make sure your seconds are going and this few little discs are there.
And that's working.
And that's working. Okay. And then when people speak, these are moving.
Okay.
I'm going to stop. If we hit record, you would hear stop.
Go ahead and call this meeting to order of the Education Committee, Monday, October 1st, 8:30 a.m. The first item on the agenda is approval of minutes from the July 30th, 2018 meeting. Do I have a motion to approve minutes?
So moved.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number two on the agenda is public comment. Is anyone here who would like to make a public comment? Sure, welcome.
You want me to?
Yeah, go up to the mic.
Hi, good morning, everybody. I am Brenda Corley. I live at 568 Woodspring Road, Mount Pleasant, and I'm also the principal at Oceanside Collegiate Academy. And I just wanted to say hello and kind of come see what you guys do in the Education Committee. I happened to have had a few minutes today, but wanted to thank the town again for their collaboration and partnership with Oceanside, and I hope we can continue that in the future. It's been great. Thank you.
Any other public comment? All right, moving on to the next item on the agenda. This will be a presentation by the Career and Technology Education Program at Charleston County School District. I met with KJ Kearney a couple weeks ago. He reached out to me and wanted to provide some information of what this school district is doing as far as career and technology education. So he'll be making a brief presentation.
Keyword is brief, but good morning to everyone. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? As I explained to a GM, I work for Charleston County School District. I work in a department called CTE, which is Career and Technology Education. And I just wanted to take a couple minutes to introduce myself and tell you about what we do and see if we can just, you know, start a relationship that no answers today. You don't have to give me any money today, but we just want to build some relationships and so that's who I am. I'm KJ. I've been working for Charleston County School Districts for about 4 years. In between there, I did consulting for the International African American Museum that they're going to be building downtown. So I bring all my years of experience with kids and with consulting to this role, and it's working out very well. So briefly, what is CTE? We are a support team. Our executive director is the young man all the way on the right. His name is Rich Gordon. He used to be principal at James Island High School. The young man all the way to the left is Chad Vail, who is sitting to my right. And there are 10 career specialists. And basically, we break up Charleston County School District into different zones. My zone is Mount Pleasant, which is why I'm here today. So I work with all the schools in Mount Pleasant, and we'll be having another person because Mount Pleasant is huge. So we're going to add another person and split up responsibilities. But we basically help with career exploration. As you can see on this slide, we want to prepare our students. Chad calls it being future ready. So if that's an internship, apprenticeship, whatever the case may be, but it's broken into 16 career clusters, and I can email you what those career clusters are, you know, to expedite time. But those 16 career clusters have been identified by the state as high growth opportunities for our students to either become entrepreneurs in those areas or work and have a long and lasting career. Our programs, students who are in our programs, you can see have a 90% graduation rate as compared to an average national graduation rate of 74.9. What does that mean? So we have those 16 career clusters, right? And those career clusters could be pre-engineering, it could be a medical one. We had at my school, my previous school, we had a nail tech program. So young ladies were getting certified by the state to become licensed nail technologists. And what we're basically saying is kids who enroll in our programs graduate at a 90% rate. You can read the rest. I mean, 47 million jobs opening this decade. And we want to make sure that we are, again, making our students future ready to be able to jump on those opportunities, whether it be owning their own business, going to college to get more education, or just going right into the workforce. Boom, look at that. I said that. So we're going to move right along. Now, this is basically what we do from an outward perspective in school opportunities. I don't know if you guys know, but NASA just came to town recently. NASA is really trying to send someone to Mars. Charleston has a lot of government contractors. We have a lot of very smart people here. And so they came here. They chose Charleston as one of their destination sites. One, to work with the business communities, the business people in our community, but two, to let students know that working for NASA is a real possibility. So our department, along with Charleston County School District, under Chad's leadership, help create a STEM fair for students to see the different career opportunities that are available, not just for working directly for NASA, but for companies that may subcontract when they plan on going to Mars and for other missions that they have. So what you see right here is an actual NASA astronaut going to a school to explain his career. And when we talk about career explorations, this is one of the things we're talking about, bringing people from the community. Those top two looking slides things are things that I designed for. One was for, the one on the right is for Lang, and the one on the left is for Mount Pleasant Academy, so that when people in the community want to speak to students, I created that document as kind of a template of what they can expect when they go, because a lot of people want to talk to kids and they don't know how to. So again, we support in all areas. Internships, this is a big deal. Obviously, Boeing is a huge employer in the area, and we have a direct relationship with them providing internships. We just finished a round of interviews, I believe, so those students have been selected. We had a couple from Wando High School, actually, that are going to get this internship. And even the students who didn't get the internship, we've been working with. So one of them is obsessed with Freeman Boatworks, and I've in the potential to get him an internship with Freeman Boatworks since he couldn't get into Boeing. We don't want to let kids go just because they didn't get their first choice. There's still second and third opportunities out there, and that's where we support, or one of the areas that we can support them in. We do field trips. We do career days or career field trips. This right here on October 9th is a very, very important day. We're going to have about 1,500 high school juniors and seniors at the North Charleston Convention Center. They're going to be looking at STEM opportunities. There are going to be a bunch of employers from the Tri-County area, manufacturing, construction, building, any company you can think of in that space. They're going to be there to show kids career opportunities within their individual organizations. And again, it's just keeping these careers top of mind, so when students are in class, they see the connection of why I'm doing this and how it can lead me to a career. And if they decide to go on to college, they'll know, or at least have a better idea of what educational opportunities they need to be pursuing, so that that company they met their junior year of high school at the Coliseum, they'll know exactly what they need to do to get themselves in a position to work for that company. And I'm happy to say council member GM helped me get in touch with this young man right here. And I'm going to be coming by next week to do a tour of the facilities, because Wando has student council. A lot of the middle schools have student council. Politics is a law, and politics is a career opportunity. So we're going to try to function some, well, I guess it depends on who you're asking. But we at least want them to be, I mean, from the operations, you know, someone has to pick up the trash. Someone has to work in the police office, police department. Someone has to work fire department. So there are real job opportunities, maybe not as a politician, to your point, but there are real job opportunities, career opportunities to work for the municipality, and we want our student government leaders to see that. And thankfully, that's going to be an opportunity here at City Hall. And that's pretty much it. If you had any questions, I'm here to answer. So is Chad.
I was just curious about, like, it was interesting that the leader is an executive director. That's their title. Is this part of the school district? Is it funded separately? Is it, it's almost as if you go into the schools, is this part of the Charleston County School District curriculum? Are they leading this thing, or is this a totally separate thing funded separately that you just go into the schools?
So we do work. We are a part of Charleston County School District. So let's make that clear.
All right.
But we are funded separately. Perkins is a federal allotment of money. That's where we get our funding from. So we do kind of operate as an independent agency within the greater umbrella of Charleston County School District, that provides us a lot more autonomy to be able to take meetings. We're not in the classroom, so we have the opportunity to meet with business people, meet with community leaders. So we have their backing, but we do kind of operate as our own independent agency, and that partnership has been very, very fruitful for our students and our teachers and guidance counselors.
Mr. Kinnane, do you have any questions? Well, thank you so much, KJ, for coming. I really appreciate it. I look forward to seeing what comes forth from doing tours of town hall with the student leaders, and hopefully maybe some of my fellow council members could be on hand to speak to the students and kind of give them an overview of what we do as city council members. And so I'm looking forward to our to working together with the city.
I thank you all. Have a good morning.
Thank you very much.
All right. There are no other items to come before us today. We are adjourned.
Thank you.